land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you today? This is Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY. The show is yourdefendingfathers.com. The text line is 231-758-7707. And I am not a defending father, but I certainly defend fathers who defend. I'm happy to be here with you during the next 3 hours. I believe we have a great show lined up with some amazing guests. But first, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I know it's a day later. I certainly hope you had a beautiful day, no matter how you spent it. And if you want to share a little bit about how your Christmas went, feel free. Weigh in on the text line at 231-758-7707. And if you want your name to be mentioned, please add that. If you don't, that's fine, too. It's all good. And Happy New Year, too, because pretty soon the year will be over. 2023 was definitely a memorable year for a lot of different reasons. And those of us that are hoping for a better 2024, especially in the political realm, are really looking forward to 2024, definitely me. But I wanted to comment about a little bit about one of the things, because this is talk radio, right? We got to be a little controversial, that bothered me this Christmas season. I actually traveled to Columbus, Ohio, and Miami, Florida, to visit family. I had a lovely time with my family, and I truly enjoy seeing light displays for Christmas. The little twinkly lights, I have a true soft spot for them, for sure. But I can't help but notice that, again, that whole business of erasing Christ from Christmas, that continues to bother me. And it manifests itself in different ways. And one of them is this business at the state capitol of the goat. You've probably followed that story, and we're going to have one of our guests, Representative Josh Shriver at 9:30, come and speak to us about that, as well as Representative Neil Frisky. But you've probably followed that story. There's this satanic goat on the Michigan State Capitol grounds near a manger scene. Same thing in Iowa, where that gentleman, the veteran, knocked down the goat, I think the goat's head. And it's just amazing, amazing how Christians can't be respected during one of the most important holidays in the world, the birth of the Savior. Also, just another thing I observed yesterday was a church in Dearborn in Michigan had a nativity scene, a manger, and someone had placed a Palestinian flag in Mary's hand. Wow. Talk about making a strong political statement. What is that all about, and what does that have to do anything with the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ? Nothing. So this business of co-opting Christmas, whether they be pagans or liberal Christians or people who just hate Jesus, is very, very disturbing. Certainly, it doesn't mar our holiday. It shouldn't. But it's a reality in our country. It's another one of those things that we just feel like, what's happening to America? Where have all the sane, righteous people gone that we're allowing this? And really, we shouldn't. We need to push back as respectfully and as consistently as we can. Christmas is for a Christian holiday. So again, celebrating the birth of the Lord, Savior of the world. And one of the most remarkable events, perhaps the most remarkable event in human history. We'll chat more after the break. I'm Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY. The show is Your Defending Fathers. The text line is 231-758-7707. And we're talking about erasing Christ from Christmas. Not everybody does that. Not everybody's in that mode, but a lot more people than I think ought to. And in fact, I just got a text message during the break. I'm going to read it to you. I usually don't read these kind of messages because they're so negative, but the Trump derangement syndrome people are out in full force already. So this person writes, Trump told certain people they could burn in hell. No mention of Jesus Christ and his birth. MAGA exposed. Trump erased Christmas. So there you go. People are just looking for any excuse in this conversation, it appears, or any conversation to bash President Trump. And that's just, again, why? Relax, people. We're having a conversation about Christianity and Christmas. There's no need to interject that part in it. But that's what it is, right? That's exactly what we're facing in this day and age, that there is such a division, such contention, and such alarming disconnect with so many things. So let me tell you a little bit about my journey this Christmas. And again, the text line is 231-758-7707 if you'd like to weigh in. And for sure, I'd love to hear your thoughts. So I traveled to Miami, Florida, and I traveled to Columbus, Ohio to visit with family. And again, I had a lovely time with visiting with my family. It's always wonderful to catch up and see how everybody's doing. But Miami is a very interesting city, and here's where I'm going with this. Gretchen Whitmer has said to increase the population of Michigan, which is her goal right now, she wants to bring in more immigration. She hasn't said that directly, but that's what's understood. There's an article in Bridge, Michigan, speaking about that, that our population needs to be revved up, if you will. And Gretchen Whitmer has a council called Growing Michigan Together Council, so to try to see how she can get more folks to Michigan. Of course, you and I know how to get more folks to Michigan, and that's to cut government and not be such a crazy leftist state on everything from abortion to LGBTQ plus rights to green energy. We all know that if those things weren't there, more people would be eager to come to Michigan. That's just driving people out of our great state. But anyway, this article in Bridge, Michigan, quotes a man named Steve Tobachman, who says, "We cannot address our population issues without immigration." He said that almost all of Michigan's population growth in the past quarter of a century has come from immigration. So again, that's very interesting. And just hold that thought for a minute. Hold that thought as I talk a little bit about Miami. Now, Miami is a predominantly Latino city that has experienced great growth. If you want growth, look at Miami, due to immigration. And by the way, you can say the same thing about Columbus, Ohio. It's experienced growth due to immigration. If you happen to travel, on your way through there, you'll see that in a place like Dublin, a nice suburb of Columbus, there's many Latinos, there's many Middle Eastern people. So it's definitely experiencing that growth. But here's the flip side to that. We can't have a discussion about places where immigrants are majority, as in Miami, without talking about assimilation. That seems to be a word we don't even want to entertain anymore in these discussions. And it's very important because to some extent, growth has to be managed, not just via our resources, but via our culture. So again, let me go back to Miami and I'll give you some examples of what it's like to be in a city that is majority immigrant. And again, it adds for a lot. There's a lot of flavor to that, by the way. It's exciting to be in Miami in many ways. There's all kinds of interesting sights and sounds there. But my mother, who lives in the suburbs of Miami near one of the large universities there, her entire block is all Latino. And the block next to her, and the block next to her, and the block next to her, and on we can go. It's very, very difficult to meet people where she lives, suburban Miami, who speak English, fluently, who speak English often. So whenever my family visits, my husband, who doesn't speak Spanish, I do, is kind of at a loss. If he wants to go into a store to buy something or he wants to order food, he needs some service, he's going to be hard-pressed to figure out what to say to people. Now, again, is that really assimilation when people don't even speak the language of the country and can never have to learn it? Does that strike anybody as odd? Because it certainly strikes me that way. So another piece is Miami has now experienced a growth in street peddlers. And by street peddlers, I mean the people who wade out literally in the streets selling oranges, grapefruits, flowers in traffic. It's extremely dangerous and it's extremely risky to do that. And we really don't know why these people have to go out and make a living like that, but it is what it is, right? So I feel like that's another thing that our country is not known for. We were not known for street peddling. That's very much a thing in the third world. That's very much happens when people are desperate to make a living. Again, another piece of, let's say, the mosaic that we should be thinking about and wondering, why is this okay all of a sudden? In fact, Petoskey this summer had beggars. They weren't even selling a product. They were just beggars asking for money. And it was very alarming to those of us who live here. We are not a community with beggars, but suddenly we have beggars too. And I believe they were all over Michigan, this particular group of people. Anyway, the third piece is in Miami, you will also find what is known as botanicas. And the botanicas are places where they sell religious goods for Santeria, which is a form of Afro-Caribbean spiritism. So in order to practice Santeria, you need to have accoutrements, supplies, if you will. And there, Miami is full of these little botanicas. Again, the question might be, is this what the founders meant when they advocated for religious liberty? It's a really important question, especially as we allow immigration to grow in our country, and especially as the country starts losing its Christian foundation, and suddenly we have goats on state capitals, satanic goats. Is this really religious liberty? It's a tough question, right? It's definitely one that we need to discuss. We need to discuss. And anyway, here's a text I got. Again, people are just so unkind, but we're going to read these. We're going to be bold here. Your husband should be less lazy and learn Spanish. Really? My husband actually knows a lot of Spanish. So I would say the same thing to you, whoever's writing this. They're not street peddlers. They're entrepreneurs. Really? Uh-uh. No. Entrepreneurs don't go out into the streets with fruits and risk their lives every day like that. Utterly, utterly ridiculous. So again, that's why we need to have this conversation. There should be a national conversation on assimilation, on who and what is coming in our country. Obviously, this is a question now that is burning as we watch what's going on at the border. And one of our guests later on in the show, Ephraim Gonzalez, who lives in Mexico and reports on immigration on the Mexico side of the border, is going to talk to us about what he sees. And he's done a great job of chronicling the enormous groups of people that are crossing into our country without proper vetting. So again, the people of Miami, the people of Columbus, are fairly well-established immigrants, some of them. Some of them are newer. But what about all these people that are coming in the country that are not vetted? Are they going to assimilate? Are they going to be able to become part of the American fabric and uphold our traditions, the things we value, our founding documents, our Bill of Rights, our civic duty, our volunteerism, our commitment to the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, real entrepreneurship, smaller government, all those things that we could say what makes America, America, true? And that's probably a conversation also that we need to have as a nation. How? I don't know. I don't know how that would happen. But we need to say, what does it mean to be an American? How are we going to preserve that for future generations? Or, and I'm going to use a tough word here, bear with me, or are we going to allow ourselves to be colonized? Where suddenly you go to Miami and no one's speaking English. That's a form of colonization. I think it's something we need to talk about before we can't, right? So this is a really, really important thing for us to consider if we are going to increase the growth on in Michigan via immigration. People just throw out this growth business and they talk only in economic terms. And yes, that's certainly part of it. You don't want an impoverished, dying community, but you definitely want to talk about culture. Culture, 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 and also about cancel culture. Is our culture, that which we value, which, by the way, many, many immigrants have also agreed to and signed on and agreed to the social contract, is our culture going to be diminished in Michigan in any way, shape, or form? And I don't think it should be. I think we have a lot going in our country that we need to preserve. That has made it special. That is the reason why people come to the United States. So another little number I want to throw out at you. There's an organization called FAIR in Washington, D.C. It's an immigration organization. It's for fair immigration. And the numbers they have always advocated for per year of immigrants is around 400,000. 400,000 per year, let's let new people into our country. It's a reasonable number. It's a manageable number. All of that doesn't necessarily add to asylees or refugees or visa people. That's a whole other category. But for many years, that was a really good number to champion. Because again, we have to allow people time to establish themselves, understand what the country is all about. And that does take time, for sure. You cross an ocean, you leave behind some of your customs, some of your traditions. Not all, no. But you also have to be willing to assimilate. Now again, do we want people who are not interested in limited government, who all they know is socialism, who all they'll vote for, operative word, is socialism? Right? Because they'll say, America, it's a really rich country. Everybody can have something from the government. That's not how it works. We have a system of government, of checks and balances, of limitations. And that is also a system that honors the free market. We need all of that in play to make America great. As that gentleman from New York said very famously. So think about that as we go through the show, as we talk about migration, as we talk about the satanic goat on the campus, on the Capitol lawn, as we talk about education, another place that's greatly impacted by immigration. We will be back after the break. I'm Izzy Lyman with our first guest, Representative Josh Shriver. Thanks for listening. Please stick with us. Michigan.